Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. My name is Divine, and this is going to be episode 132. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about resisting seduction. Resisting seduction. Now, my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." I'll read verse 15 again. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Verse 16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Verse 17, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So you do the will of God, you will live forever. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. 1 John 2, 15 to 17. "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." These portions of scripture are very pointed portions of scripture. So, again, my topic is resisting seduction. And what are the things we're trying to resist seduction from? We're trying to resist the seduction of things of the world. If you look at this text I just read, it says that the world, it says, don't love the world or the things it offers. Because what does the world offer? The world offers a craving, right? A craving for physical pleasure. A craving for everything we see. And pride, right? So the world craves a lot of money, a lot of power, a lot of physical pleasure. That's why if you notice these days, a lot of what we see in this world is to appeal to those senses. If you look at what the Bible says, physical pleasure. The world tries to appeal to our senses. You watch TV these days, you watch a lot of media these days, is to appeal to, is because this, you see, it says a craving for everything we see. So the world tries to appeal to all these things to basically satisfy these human lusts. Pride, that's power. You see people, they have this great quest for power. They want to be superior to every other person. These are all things that the world craves. But the Bible says that if you crave these things, then you don't have the love of the Father in you. That the people that will live forever are the people that please God. Because, I mean, one of probably the oldest Bible examples of a person that was seduced was Joseph. Joseph, if you remember, was the son of Jacob. He was sold into slavery in the land of Egypt. He was seduced by Potiphar's wife, but he refused to give in. He endured. That was a person that was faced with a temptation, was faced with a seduction, and he refused to cave in. So again, like I said, we live in a world of constant seduction. I'm telling you, almost everywhere you turn, there is seduction. And again, the thing is, this should not be a surprise to you. The Bible says that in the last days, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. So iniquity will abound. Anywhere you check, I mean like even areas, avenues that you thought, oh yes, you know, this is like a good environment. There's no temptation here. There's no temptation there. I mean, almost everywhere you turn, look at the media. Look at even during benign things. We find a way to sexualize those things. Or if you even go to like many restaurants these days, you see that, you know, a lot of immoral dressing. Or you go on the street, like really like everywhere you turn, there's one thing that's trying to pull your attention. Like we live in a world where the goal is to capture our attention. Like any business, any media, any radio show or whatever, the goal is to capture that attention, right? Is to try to fulfill a physical craving that people have, to try to seduce that person to sin, right? You see, for some people, money is a great seducer. Again, let me tell you this, there's nothing wrong with money. But the Bible says the love of money, so it's not money that is the root of evil. Is that love for money. The love of money is the root of all evil, right? You see many people, the Bible talks about how many people in their quest for money, you know, they've pierced themselves with many sorrows, right? You see many people in the quest for money, they have violated their Christian principles. They have violated the principles of the Bible. You see people in their quest for money, they have focused their lives on things that have no eternal value. You literally see people in their quest for money, they abandon their families. They're like, no, I need to bring home the bacon. Yes, there is nothing. As a dad, you're supposed to be a provider. You're supposed to provide for your family. That is literally the job of the man in the home. The man in the home is a provider. The Bible says that a man that does not provide for his home is worse than an infidel. You should provide for your family. Well, you see some people just in like living above their means. They're like, I want to make money. If they lived their lives with prudence and with wisdom and with prioritization, they could probably work fewer hours and at least be able to spend time with their family, spend time with their kids, spend time with their loved ones. But you see them in this quest for money so they can buy a fourth car, buy a bigger house. Just those lusts, they keep chasing money. And then in chasing all those things, you see them, they are never home for their kids. They can't make it to church, to fellowship with other believers. They can't do anything in the kingdom of God. You know, they come home at the end of the day and they're just so drained mentally from all that work for money that they are like, I need to sit down and just watch TV. And all that stress that they feel, they didn't start dealing with those stressors by consuming alcohol, by doing drugs, let me just sit down and relieve myself. You see some people, the reason they literally watch pornography is just as a form of stress relief. That is just the truth. So the thing is, money is a great seducer from many people. Again, money is not inherently bad. It's that love for money, right? Because of that love for money, many people have gone astray. Many people have done things that have really messed up their destinies, right? You see some people, because of money, they have compromised their faith. Look at Judas Iscariot. He got, I believe, 30 pieces of silver from the priests. And that was how he betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, money is not bad, but that love of money, that's why the Bible calls it the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. These are all lusts. Right. Another thing for many people that is a great seducer is materialism. And I think I'm going to make this podcast a two-part thing. Right. But materialism is a great seducer for many people. Right. Because, you know, the appearance of wealth is so seductive, is so strong. You know, you watch these documentaries on TV or you see these things on YouTube or whatever, where they talk about the lifestyles of the very wealthy and very famous or whatever, and you see their home, it's huge. You see their couch, you see the kinds of designer bags that they wear, you see the designer shoes they wear, you see that they have all these comforts of life. Tell me, who will not be seduced by that? Those things are very, very seductive, right? So you see people, they chase after those things with a lot of intensity, right? materialism. Again, I'm telling you, like, image. That we live in this, what I like to call image culture. A culture that really prizes how things appear, right? Oh, wow, this person is wearing these really nice clothes. This person is wearing these things and that, those things and whatever. And the presentation you see in the media is that, oh, by these people having all these things, they are very happy. Wow, these people are living life on top. But the thing is, if you actually dig deep into the stories of these people, many of these people that spend their lives chasing material things, that have all these great appearances of wealth, they're actually very empty on the inside. The thing is, human beings, and look at the outward appearance, the media is especially prone to portraying the outward appearance. But the God that we serve does not look at outward appearances. The God that we serve looks at the heart. He looks at the inward parts. So these people, all you're seeing are those appearances. What the media is portraying are those appearances. You are literally not seeing those inward parts in these people. But I'm telling you, if you really look at it, many of these people on the inside, their souls are dark. They're really empty on the inside. They feel very frustrated on the inside. They are very depressed on the inside. In fact, there are documentaries I've watched where people over the years that have spent their lives like chasing materialism, you see them, they just start saying, wow, all of this, all these chases, all these thrills were certainly not worth it for me. All the things I had to give up along the way, like not attending to my family, and now a divorce happened or a separation happened, was it worth it in the end? Right? Was it worth it in the end? Let me tell you this, folks that are listening to this podcast. Having more stuff does not make you happy. I'm not saying that God does not want you to achieve. No, God wants you to achieve. He wants you to get to the top. But I'm telling you, brethren, do these things on God's terms. And I will say some more things about this in the next podcast. But I'm telling you, having more stuff does not make you happy. The happiness you will get from there is going to be very temporary. The thing that produces lasting happiness is doing the will of God. The Bible says in the text that we read, it says, but anyone who does what pleases God will live forever, will live forever. To live, because you see some people, they're alive, but there's no peace, there's no joy in that life. There's no satisfaction, there's no fulfillment in that life. True fulfillment, true living comes from doing the will of God. It is doing God's will that produces lasting happiness. Look at the devil. What did the devil try to seduce Jesus with? He showed him the things of the world, the kingdoms of the world. Let me show him all the material things. It's almost like, think of the devil as the media of those days, where the devil was just portraying all the wonderful, nice things of the world before Jesus. Just like the media these days. Again, I'm not anti-media. There are a lot of things in the media that are very beneficial. Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, right? But just so many things portrayed in the media, all this materialistic, you know, that big focus on materialism, right? The devil was kind of like the media of that day, showing Jesus all the wonderful things of the world. But thank God that Jesus did not capitulate. Thank God that Jesus was like, you know what, devil, these things you are showing me are just temporary. They are temporary pleasures. It's bait, right? It is bait. It is bait. Thank God that Jesus did not take that bait, right? Literally, that's what the seduction of this world is. The seduction of this world is literally bait. So I'm encouraging you today, don't take that bait. Do the will of God. Live your life to please God. It may look like a life that is boring, but I'm telling you, that is the only life that can bring true, long-term, long-lasting happiness. Now, for you to do the will of God, as I wrap up, the first thing you need to do is you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to start that journey with God by saying this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you came to this world. You were nailed to the cross. You shed your blood and you died to set me free. Forgive me of all my sins. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. I welcome you into my heart and into my life. Come and be my Lord and my Savior. Make me a brand new man. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that just gave their lives to you and everyone listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, also including myself, I'm including myself in this prayer. Lord, give us all the grace to live lives that please you, to live lives that honor you, to live lives that are not attached to the seductions of this world. Help us, Lord, in those moments when we are seduced by the things of this world, to say no, like Joseph. To be like Joseph that said, how can I do this wicked thing against God? Give us the grace to take that narrow road of doing your will, of pleasing you, so that we can have abundant life, not just in this earth, but in the world to come. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, for those of you that just give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to do three things. And number one, I will encourage you to find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. You know, the New Living Translation, especially if you're a person that's just getting into the Bible, the New Living Translation is a pretty good translation. Just read it and do what it says. Pick a place to start. There are many Bible plans that are online. There's this YouVersion. It's called YouVersion. It's a Bible app. It has a lot of Bible plans on it. Very, very helpful. You can also start from the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then the second thing I want you to do is to find a Bible-believing church. Find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches these days that do not preach things that are consistent with the word of God. There are many places that call themselves churches these days that try to twist the word of God, or they add to the word of God so that they can fit with the times. You see these churches condoning things that are clearly contrary to the will of God. That is not a place you want to be. In fact, having churches of that orientation is a hallmark of the last days. I'm really trusting God that God will give me the opportunity to, over a series of podcasts, discuss the last days on this website. So, you know, attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But just make sure you go to a place that is a true Bible-believing church. And then the third thing I will encourage you to do, in fact, I should probably have made this the second thing, is listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's going to give you, it's called like the five basic responsibilities of a believer. It breaks down exactly what you're supposed to do so that you can grow in your walk with God. Because surrendering your life to Christ is the first step in the journey. But you're going to be on a long journey. That long journey, there's grace available to help you through that journey. But for you to make it through that journey, you need to do certain things. So those podcasts tell you about some daily things you should practice, some daily habits you should practice that can really help you grow in your walk with Christ. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you, and I will see you on Sunday by God's grace. Shalom.